join your Bethel family for the Power of God Revival 2017, Wednesday, October 25th through Friday, October 27th, 7 p.m. nightly at Bethel Deliverance International Church. Come fellowship with us as our very own Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. delivers an impactful word from God each night. We'll also be led in praise and worship by a powerful music ministry. Prayer precedes each service at 6 p.m. So come out so you can tap into the power of God.
If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Look at Paul. Paul teaches. He says, owe no man anything. Don't owe him any money, but owe him love. He said, for this, thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness. Thou shalt not covet. And if there is any other commandment, it is briefly comprehended in this saying, namely, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. If you notice what Paul does, he does not list the first two commandments here, because the commandments are broken down and you demonstrate love towards God and then you demonstrate love towards people. But the middle commandment is honor your father and mother. Because when you honor your father and mother, they'll teach you how to obey God and they'll teach you how to be with your fellow man. So in honoring your parents, their task is to make you a good citizen. So Paul goes on, love works no ill to his neighbor, which means love doesn't get you back. I'll fix you. I'm going to get you. I'm going to get you. I'm going to wait. Or better yet, when something bad happens or something challenging happens, you feel good about it. No, love works no ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. And that, listen, and that. Knowing the time, it is high time to awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we first believed. And Paul writes this almost 2,000 years ago. Hallelujah. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting, drunkenness, chambering, wantonness, not in strife and envy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for your flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. Listen to this. Him that is weak in the flesh, receive, but not to doubtful disputations. That means we should never have a new Christian come into our setting and watch us argue. Do not receive them to doubtful disputations. If you have a criticism of me, don't speak it to the new believer. Don't let them know. Not to doubtful disputations. Don't argue about it. Maybe you don't like what someone's wearing. Maybe you don't like where someone is sitting. Don't talk about it because you don't know who you're talking to. Then he goes on, he says, for one believes that he may eat all things, another who is weak eats only herbs. Okay? Now, there's a program that's on Netflix that talks about meat. And a lot of people have watched that program and walked away and said that they're not eating meat anymore because of what they've seen. So they become fast vegans or vegetarians. Now, my wife and daughter saw that program, and I didn't look at it. They immediately told me. You know, Shanina, I ain't eating cheese, and I ain't eating this no more, and I ain't doing all that no more. Why? Because of what I saw on TV. And they were like, you should see it. And I said, okay. I said, I will watch it. Right after Jesus comes. Because then the Bible said, we shall know, then it don't matter. But I'm sorry. She said they were talking about hot dogs, and they were talking about stuff, and I don't want to watch it. I'm sorry. I don't want to watch it. Okay? I don't want to watch it. But don't put me down. Don't sit around the table, and when I reach for it, when I go to Dollar Dog Day at the stadium, don't stand there telling me, oh, praise the Lord, if you knew what was in it. Baby, listen to me. I'm not as concerned about what's in it as when it's going in me. So I don't want to hear it. I don't eat an improper diet. I eat a very good diet. But every now and then, I got to treat myself. And I don't think eating broccoli is treating me. I think that's punishment. They ought to start serving that to prisoners. They won't go back to jail. Broccoli and okra. They won't go back to jail. But see, here's what Paul is saying. I understand the health ramifications. I really do. And some things I cut out for a myriad of reasons. However, but what Paul is saying, he said, just because someone does eat a certain way, don't you argue with them about it. Don't sit around. Now, you're the big health person. You know, you took a couple classes, and now you're going to explain what's in everything. If you knew what was in that scrapple, you wouldn't eat it. I don't want to hear it. I'm going to dip my scrapple in flour and fry it. I don't like my food to touch, but when it comes to scrapple and grits, they touch it. So I know that, yeah, well, you know, in the scrapple, they use everything but the squeal. No, that's because you got the wrong scrapple. If you get Habersets, they use the squeal. And it listen, hallelujah, I ain't fooling with you people. Praise God. And so here's what Paul is saying. Don't put people down because of what they eat. They didn't ask you. They're sitting in friendlies, and they're like, here, you done. I'll just have the chicken Caesar salad. Praise the Lord. I want a double cheeseburger with bacon and fries and a milkshake. Don't you go, you going to eat that? You darn Skippy, I'm going to eat it. I ordered it. Now I got to sit there, and you're going to try to make me feel bad. Yeah, well, see, you're going to eat all that. It's going to clog your artery. Well, who's to say that lettuce don't have cat urine on it? You act like you eating stuff that's so pure and pristine. How do you know that's chicken? I ain't never seen chicken so smooth. And what Paul is teaching here is that holiness doesn't cause you to judge people. Don't judge them. I get into someone's car. They're listening to secular music. Praise the Lord. Can you change that station? It's their car. Holiness is not bondage. My God, I need you to see this. When God calls for holiness, it's preparatory. When God calls for holiness, he's saying, I'm getting ready to come down. When God calls us out, it's because he's getting ready to bring us in. When God says clean up, it's because he's getting ready to fill you. It is not a curse. It is not a condemnation. It is a preparation for the outpouring of the Spirit of God. Hallelujah! Verse 4, who art thou that judges another man's servant? To his own master he stands or falls. Yea, he shall be holding up, for God is able to make him stand. In other words, you're going to judge somebody that God is going to support. Who are you to judge another man's servant? My daughter was in high school, and one of her science teachers called the house. I answered the phone. The teacher said, I want to talk to you about Shanina. She didn't turn in her homework. So I said, Nee, did you turn in your homework? She said, yes, I did, Dad. I said, that's good enough for me. I got back on the phone. I said, Miss So-and-so, Shanina said she turned her homework. Well, she didn't turn it in, and she's not telling you the truth. She didn't turn it in. I said, she told me she turned it in. Now, as far as I'm concerned, it's over. I said, thank you, have a good day. Hung up the phone. The next day, she called to apologize. She found the homework. Now, what if I had gone off on my child? I would have lost a contact with her in the sense that she would have thought that I never believe her. Don't you know that's what God does when the devil comes up to rail against you and I, to say bad stuff? God says, not my child. I filled them with the Holy Ghost. Yeah, they might have stumbled, but a righteous man gets back up seven times. They're not staying down there. The devil walks up and says, they're not worthy of your spirit. Jesus said, that's right, they're not, but I made them worthy. Back off, Satan. You got no grounds in their life. Don't you know God supports you even when you fall? He's there to pick you up. Don't you know that God's plans for you are to make you successful, to build you up, not knock you down? Then why should you come to church and get knocked down? This is where you get built up. We hate sin, not sinners. We hate sin, not sinners. If a young lady finds that in her moment of passion, she slips up with a young man, and then she becomes pregnant, it's not for us to give her a scarlet letter and push her off to the side. It's up to us to love her, not to condemn her and keep talking about it. It's obvious what she did. It's physically obvious. We ought to be asking other questions, not, honey, how did this happen? Oh, come now. You know good and well how it happened. Sperm met egg. You know how it happened. But now we ought to say, do you need anything? Do you need anything? Is there anything we can do for you? Because remember, people are looking for forgiveness. And if they don't find it in church, they'll go to the world. And the world always forgives in order to keep you in bondage. This is where you come to get built up. This is where you come to hear the word of God. There is something in every one of our lives that we are ashamed of. But God didn't kill you last night. He woke you up and said, go praise me anyway. Praise me, praise me, praise me anyhow. I know you got this issue, but I love you past it. Not one of us are perfect. And I'm glad he ain't looking for perfection. He just says, come!
For a copy of this message in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
9117A.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $14, which includes shipping and handling. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Sundays at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. The telecast can also be seen Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday on WMCN TV 44 at 7:30 a.m. WMCN is available on Fios, Comcast, and Broadcast Television. To visit one of Bethel's Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Sheltenham Avenue in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Services are held at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m. Live streaming of our services takes place Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Prayer and Bible study are held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us at BethelDeliverance.org or download the Bethel Deliverance app at the Apple Store or Google Play. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Want to hear more of Bishop Lambert? Now you can access recent sermons preached by Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. from your computer and mobile device. Just visit EricLambertMinistries.com. EricLambertMinistries.com is updated each week with the most recent sermons preached by Bishop Lambert right after our 7:30 a.m. and 11:30 a.m. Sunday services. Purchase and download these uplifting messages so you can listen to the Word of God wherever you go. So visit EricLambertMinistries.com and add to your digital library today.